Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Splatting Avatar. Realistic real-time human avatars with mesh-embedded Gaussian splatting. Authored 2024 by Jujing Shao, Zhaolong Wang, Zhuang Li, Duoden Wang, Shangru Lin, Yu Zhang, Mingming Fan, Ziyu Wang. Abstract. We present Splatting Avatar, a hybrid 3D representation of photorealistic human avatars with Gaussian splatting embedded on a triangle mesh, which renders over 300 FPS on a modern GPU and 30 FPS on a mobile device. We disentangle the motion and appearance of a virtual human with explicit mesh geometry and implicit appearance modeling with Gaussian splatting. The Gaussians are defined by barycentric coordinates and displacement on a triangle mesh as Phong surfaces. We extend lifted optimization to simultaneously optimize the parameters of the Gaussians while walking on the triangle mesh. Splatting Avatar is a hybrid representation of virtual humans where the mesh represents low-frequency motion and surface deformation, while the Gaussians take over the high-frequency geometry and detailed appearance. Unlike existing deformation methods that rely on an MLP-based linear blend skinning, LBS, field for motion, we control the rotation and translation of the Gaussians directly by mesh, which empowers its compatibility with various animation techniques, e.g., skeletal animation, blend shapes, and mesh editing. Trainable from monocular videos for both full body and head avatars, Splatting Avatar shows state-of-the-art rendering quality across multiple datasets. Code and data are available at https://github.com/initialnil/splattingavatar. 1. Introduction. The demand for personalized, photorealistic, and animatable human avatars that render in real-time spans a wide array of applications, including gaming, reference 48, extended reality, XR, storytelling, reference 10, 19, and telepresentation, reference 22, 24. As the quest for digital realism intensifies, practitioners face a growing challenge. Improving the quality of 3D human models often means increasing the complexity of these models. This is typically achieved by adding more polygons, layering skin textures, reference 5, and integrating advanced hair systems, reference 42. However, these enhancements invariably lead to higher computational demands, creating obstacles in achieving efficiency and portability in avatar rendering. In our approach, we categorize the representation of mesh-based virtual humans into three distinct levels of detail. The first two levels encompass body motion and surface deformation, both of which are effectively captured by a mesh, reference 11, 16, 39. The third level, however, focuses on geometric details that are crucial for enhancing realism but challenging to represent with traditional meshes. This level is not only computationally demanding to render, reference 31, but also faces limitations due to the rigid connectivity of mesh vertices, which hinders the adaptability to topological changes in complex or thin structures. Recent advances in the field have seen a shift towards using neural radiance fields, NRF, reference 32, especially for capturing high-frequency details in 3D avatar modeling, reference 3, 18, 21, 26, 27, 34, 35, 53. A typical process involves constructing NRF in a canonical space and then performing volume rendering in the posed space. This is done by tracing ray samples backward from their posed positions to their canonical origins, reference 21, 34, 35, 53. However, this reverse mapping process introduces ambiguities, as a single point in the posed space might correspond to multiple points in the canonical space, reference 8, 9, leading to challenges in accurately rendering details. Additionally, the prevalent use of multi-layer perceptron, MLPs, for motion control, reference 21, 39, 51, tends to overlook the advantages of mesh-based representations for capturing surface deformations, an aspect crucial for realistic avatar movement as highlighted in studies like DECA, reference 12, CAPE, reference 30, and Talk Show, reference 45. To address the challenges posed by the limitations of NRF and MLP-based motion control in capturing high-frequency details and realistic surface deformations, we introduce a novel solution. Inspired by the recently proposed Gaussian splatting technique, reference 23, we propose explicit motion control of the Gaussians with trainable embeddings on a mesh. The embedding is described by K, U, V, D on the mesh as Phong surface, reference 38, where U, V, represents the local barycentric coordinates of the embedding triangle K, and d is the displacement along the interpolated normal vector. The pose-dependent rotation and scaling adjust dynamically in response to the mesh warping, while the pose-invariant properties, i.e., canonical rotation and scaling, color, and opacity, remain stable and consistent across various poses. Because the embedding point defined in barycentric coordinates is differentiable only inside the corresponding triangle, cross-triangle updates must be handled properly, reference 40, 41. During training, we conduct lifted optimization, reference 38, with the embedding points walking on the triangle mesh. Our hybrid representation, Gaussians embedded on a mesh, can be trained from a monocular video and efficiently port to Unity that runs in real time, figure 1, by bringing together three key advantages. First, the use of the mesh for representing body motion and surface deformation not only proves efficient but also allows for high editability. This flexibility is crucial for adapting the avatar to various scenarios and movements. Second, the application of Gaussian splatting enriches this model by providing a robust means to capture high-frequency geometry and appearance details. This is vital for achieving a level of realism that conventional meshes alone cannot offer. Third, the embedding technique empowers the Gaussians to be explicitly controlled by the mesh movements. This integration results in an efficient, clear, and non-ambiguous method for motion control, significantly reducing the computational load compared to MLP-based methods. Furthermore, our approach is distinct from existing hybrid models such as Avatar Rex, reference 52, and Delta, reference 14, which typically segment avatars into body parts like hair, hands, clothes, and face. Instead, our method achieves a disentanglement of motion and appearance. In the splatting avatar framework, although different parts may have specific motion control, the rendering is uniformly conducted through Gaussian splatting. This uniformity achieved by our method ensures a cohesive and harmonious appearance across all parts of the avatar. We summarize our main contributions as follows. We introduce a framework that integrates Gaussian splatting with meshes, offering a new avatar representation that achieves realism and computational efficiency. Our approach applies lifted optimization to avatar modeling, allowing for joint optimization of Gaussian parameters and mesh embeddings for accurate reconstruction. We demonstrate the capability of real-time rendering and adaptability to creating diverse avatars through comprehensive evaluation in a Unity implementation. 2. Related work. Mesh-based avatar. The rise of free viewpoint video in sequences of textured meshes has shown the expressiveness of detailed texture atlas along with as few as 10K triangles, reference 11. Many efforts, reference 18, 20, have been put into extending this line of work to build controllable avatars. With the help of human shape models with strong prior, reference 6, 25, 28, 33, that unwrap to a unified UV space, texture atlas can be obtained by 2D image generation supervised through differentiable rendering, reference 31, 43. Such prior models provide consistency across large motions and can be recovered from monocular videos or even a single image. To cope with the shape details of identities and clothes, CAPE, reference 30, predicts displacements on the vertices with pose-conditioned VAE. Due to the limitation of the base model to topological changes, some treat the textured mesh as input conditions, reference 31, 36, for image rendering, while others resort to implicit representations of the mesh, reference 8, 9, 20, 39, color, reference 16, 20, 39, or materials, reference 4. Implicit neural avatar, to achieve convincing rendering beyond the limitation of triangle mesh, especially on the hair, glasses, and clothes, some recent works, reference 3, 16, 21, 26, 34, 35, 44, 47, 53, focus on constructing NERF in the canonical space, usually T-pose of SMPL, reference 28, or neutral expression of flame, reference 25, and conduct volume rendering at the posed space. The required backward tracing from pose to canonical is non-trivial and raises an ambiguity issue. Existing works propose to adopt pose-conditioned inverse LBS field, reference 17, 34, or to optimize a root-finding loop with multiple initialization, reference 8, 9, 21. The increased computational load upon volume rendering prohibits the potential real-time applications. Point avatar, reference 51, with explicit point primitives, takes advantage of forward rasterization that only requires non-ambiguous forward deformation from canonical to pose, producing photorealistic appearance and detailed challenging geometries such as hair and glasses. In transforming to Gaussian splatting, we further increase the efficiency and compatibility with our mesh embedding mechanism instead of the LBS-based deformation field and achieve 2 magnitude faster rendering speed with on-par quality. Hybrid avatar representation. First attempts have been proposed to disentangle human avatar modeling into separate parts with varying properties. Avatar Rex, reference 52, learns disentangled models for face, body, and hands. Scarf, reference 13, and Delta, reference 14, propose hybrid modeling with textured mesh for body, and nerf for hair and clothing. In contrast, our method handles the disentanglement in terms of motion and appearance to explicit mesh geometry and implicit Gaussian splatting rendering. Different from existing works, reference 3, 20, that attach features to fixed locations on mesh like mesh vertices, our trainable embedding enables the Gaussians to optimize their locations on mesh and distribute unevenly according to the texture complexity. 3. Method. Overview. Given a sequence of monocular images, each with a registered mesh template, i.e., the deformed mesh of SMPLX, reference 33, or Flame, reference 25, we train a hybrid representation of human avatar as 3D Gaussians, reference 23, embedded on the canonical mesh. The Gaussians, parameterized by position, rotation, scale, color, and opacity, are semi-transparent 3D particles that render into camera views through splatting-based rasterization. Each 3D Gaussian is embedded on one triangle of the canonical mesh in its local, U, V, D coordinates. The embedding directly defines the position of the Gaussians in both canonical and posed space. Other than position, each Gaussian has its own parameters of rotation, scaling, color, and opacity. With the mesh deformed by animation, the embedding also provides additional rotation and scaling upon each Gaussian. The additional pose-dependent rotation is defined by barycentric interpolated per vertex quaternion, while the additional scaling is defined by the area change of the embedded triangle. During optimization, the Gaussian parameters and the embedding parameters are updated simultaneously. When the update of U, V moves the embedding across the triangle boundary, the barycentric update is re-expressed in the neighboring triangle as if the Gaussian is walking on the mesh. To support embedding, we adapt the clone and split scheme of 3D Gaussians, reference 23, to better suit our needs. Embedding on mesh, inspired by the Phong shading in Computer Graphics, Phong Surface, reference 38, defines the position and normal of a point inside a triangle. For the point P on triangle K with barycentric coordinate, U, V, its position and normal is a linear interpolation of the triangle's vertices, V1, V2, V3, and per vertex normals, N1, N2, N3. Micro equals P plus D asterisk operator N, 3. Embedding E equals K, U, V, D, approximates a first-order continuous space around the mesh surface. As proposed by Silunca et al. Reference 53, for the corresponding triangle in the canonical and posed space at frame T, we compute the matrix, R cano, R pose, based on the triangle's tangent, bitangent, and normal to track the triangle rotation from canonical to pose, noted that the notation T is skipped. The rotation matrix is then converted to a quaternion, and we calculate the per vertex quaternion QV by area weighted average from surrounding neighbor triangles, where omega V is the neighbor triangles of vertex V, AK and QK are the triangles area and quaternion respectively. For an embedding EI with quaternions, Q1, Q2, Q3, calculated on the corresponding triangle vertices at frame T, the barycentric interpolated rotation delta QI, T is multiplied to the canonical rotation QI of the Gaussian in the canonical space, delta QI, T equals U asterisk operator Q1 plus V asterisk operator Q2 plus 1 minus U minus versus asterisk operator Q3, 6, QI, T equals delta QI, T asterisk operator QI, 7. The same applies to scaling, where the area change of the embedded triangle is used to represent the scaling caused by deformation. SI, T equals, a pose, a cano, SI. While the original implementation of Gaussian splatting, reference 23, represents color in view-dependent spherical harmonics, we choose to turn it off for simplicity, reference 29. We perform initialization by randomly selecting 10k pairs of triangle indices and barycentric coordinates on the canonical mesh. We set the barycentric coordinates to be the current, U, V, of embeddings and initialize all the D to be zero. With the position of the Gaussians calculated from the embeddings, we initialize other properties of the Gaussians according to their original definitions, reference 23. Initially, the Gaussians 100 iterations, 1000 iterations, 30,000 iterations. 10,000 Gaussians, 26,849 Gaussians, 266,078 Gaussians. Figure 3. The development of Gaussian embeddings on mesh. Each line segment indicates the position of one Gaussian displaced from its embedding point on mesh. Gaussians for off-surface geometries like the hair have positive displacements while others turn to have negative displacements because when the mesh surface is correctly aligned to the geometry like in the facial area, the means for the Gaussians will be inside the mesh or positioned on the surface of the mesh. With the training proceeds with more poses, the embeddings generally bring the Gaussians to approximate the actual geometry and densify in the regions with rich texture. Figure 3 illustrates the development of the embeddings. Differentiable rendering of Gaussian splatting. With the position, rotation, and scaling of the Gaussians updated by the mesh deformation at frame T, we perform differentiable Gaussian rendering, reference 23, to the observed camera views. The Gaussian in space is defined by its mean micro and a 3D covariance matrix sigma. Gi, T, x, equals E minus 1, 2, x, T sigma minus 1 I, T, x, 8, sigma I, T equals R I, T S I, T S T I, T R T I, T, 9, where Ri, T is the rotation matrix constructed from Qi, T, and Si, T the scaling matrix from Si, T. Given the world-to-camera view matrix W and the Jacobian J of the point projection matrix, the influence of the Gaussian is splatted to 2D, reference 54. The image formation of Gaussian splatting is akin to NERF, where the same volume rendering formula is applied to the blending from near to far. The color C of a pixel rendered by n Gaussians is given by a series of alpha blending, with alpha I evaluated from the 2D covariance, and an opacity in log at OI with sigma, being the standard sigmoid function. Alpha I, P, equals sigma, OI, express, minus 1, 2, P minus micro I, sigma I, minus 1, P minus micro I, 12. The equation 11 is implemented in CUDA with a for loop for each pixel, while in our Unity implementation, each Gaussian is drawn by a front parallel quad primitive based. 4. On the projection and 2D covariance, we resort to the standard rasterization pipeline of the rendering engine to enable alpha blending with these semi-transparent Gaussians. Due to limited viewing angle and pose variations from monocular video, we propose a scaling regularization term to prevent Gaussians from growing long and thin. A random background color is generated every iteration to mix with the rendered image I and ground truth image IGT. Providing important cues for the silhouette. The photometric loss is the sum of L1 with perceptual loss, reference 49. With SI element of R3 being the scaling of a Gaussian, SI and SI are the maximum and minimum scaling values respectively. The scaling regularization is posed on SI when it is both long, larger than TS, and thin, larger than TR times SI. Please see section 4.3 for an ablation study on the regularization term. Walking on a triangle mesh. The notion lifted optimization arises in the model point registration for hand tracking, reference 38, 40, 41, in contrast to iterative closest point, ICP, where the solve for model pose and correspondences are lifted to be simultaneous. We extend this notion to our avatar training, where the properties of the Gaussians and the trainable embeddings are optimized simultaneously. The barycentric coordinate of a point P is K, U, V, defined within triangle K. When the learned update Q equals K, U, V, plus, delta U, delta V, as outside triangle K, we find the intersection P, on the shared edge of the adjacent triangle K, and re-express the remaining update in K, as Q, equals P, plus, delta U, delta V. Because the barycentric coordinates are agnostic to the triangle shape, without loss of generality, the re-expression is conducted by conceptually treating two adjacent triangles as right triangles with the intersection on the hypotenuse. The update is iteratively re-expressed until it ends inside the final triangle. We show the re-expression process in Figure 4. The detailed steps are presented in Algorithm 1. Noted that we omit the conceptual reordering of the vertices. Optimization. We use Atom to optimize the Gaussian parameters in the embedding parameters. The original learning rate attenuation on position, reference 23, is instead applied to the embedding parameters. We record the current barycentric, U, V, and optimize for delta U, delta V, D. The triangle walking in algorithm 1 is implemented as a PyBind 11 module in C++. When an embedding is being transferred to another triangle, we reset its corresponding optimizer state of the delta U, delta V, D. The densification process, reference 23, plays an important role in allocating more Gaussians to where in need. In the clone and prune process, the embedding parameters are copied or deleted in the same way as Gaussian parameters. In the split process, when a new position, micro, is sampled from the Unity implementation for mobile device, with maximum compatibility in mind, we made splatting avatar solely rely on the warped mesh. Before exporting to Unity, We uploaded the canonical mesh in .obj format to Mixamo, reference 1, for autoregging. In total, we exported 1.ply file of the Gaussians, 1. JSON file describing the embedding, and 1.fbx file from Mixamo to Unity. Note that the .fbx file can be rigged by any other software for customized needs, as long as the triangle order is maintained. We implemented the Gaussian renderer in Unity's compute shaders, starting from sorting all Gaussians by the z-axis in camera coordinates from near to far. Based on the calculated 2D covariance sigma, one front parallel quad primitive is drawn for every visible Gaussian centered at its position. This one primitive one Gaussian strategy is important for the game engine to properly handle the occlusion of other regular objects. For every pixel to draw in the fragment shader, our implementation emits color with alpha pre-multiplication and sets the blend function to 1, 1 underscore minus underscore src underscore alpha. Our Unity program achieves a high performance of over 300 FPS on a modern GPU while maintaining a steady 30 FPS on an iPhone 13. 4. Experiments. To demonstrate the effectiveness of splatting Avatar, we compared it with state-of-the-art, SOTA, methods in two different types of datasets for head and full-body avatars. Monocular video for head avatar. Taking a single monocular video to construct a head avatar for the given subject, our method takes as input images, masks, camera parameters, and tracked flame meshes, denoting Rs plus flame. We view 3 novel pose 1 novel pose 2. Ground truth view 2 view 1. Evaluated our approach with several SOTA methods on a combined dataset from NHA, reference 16, NER face, reference 15, Insta, reference 53, and point avatar, reference 51, including 10 subjects covering different videos captured with DSLR, smartphones and from the internet. The pre-processing pipeline of iMavatar, reference 50, and Insta, reference 53, was altered to apply DECA, reference 12, for face tracking, RVM, reference 37, for segmentation, and BizNet V2, reference 46, for face parsing. For each video, the last 350 frames were used as testing samples. Because our method can directly be animated by the given mesh, we further unleashed its potential by training and testing on the generated meshes from NHA, reference 16, which have more geometry details. This variation is referred to as Rs plus NHA, people snapshot. We conducted a quantitative evaluation of the rendering quality of full-body avatars on the people snapshot, reference 2, dataset, which captures the human subjects rotating in a pose. Following the protocol of Instant Avatar, reference 21, we used SMPL meshes refined by Anim Nerf, reference 7. Our method demonstrates the generalizability to novel poses through qualitative analysis in section 4.2. 4.2, comparison with SOTA, head avatar. To evaluate the rendering quality of the learned avatars, we animated splatting avatar with the registered meshes of testing images. For Rs plus NHA, we trained NHA, reference 16, on the training set and extracted the final meshes for both the training and testing images, which were further used for the training and testing of our method respectively. We conducted a comparative analysis of splatting avatar against Insta, reference 53, point avatar, reference 51, and NHA, reference 16. As depicted in figure 5, our method achieves superior quality in terms of improved details in the eye and hair regions, and even being able to capture the light reflection on the glasses. For Rs plus flame, though the off-surface geometries like hair and glasses are not fully represented by meshes, our method can handle the rendering decently because the embeddings are optimized to find correct motions from nearby triangles. Please see Table 1 for quantitative evaluations with PSNR, SSIM and LPIPS. Full body avatar. We made a comparison to Instant Avatar, reference 21, and Anim Nerf, reference 7, on people snapshot. For Instant Avatar, reference 21, a complete training was performed for 200 epochs as suggested in the most recent version of the author's code. Image quality metrics in Table 2 demonstrate the effectiveness of our method in terms of the lowest pixel-wise errors. We qualitatively show the comparison of rendering quality of testing images in Figure 6, together with the demonstration of generalizability to novel poses. Our representation is friendly to thin structures like the accessory on the wrist. Our approach produced better quality overall and especially in the facial area compared to Instant Avatar, reference 21, but slightly more artifacts under the shoulder due to very limited pose variations in the training set. We believe this can be much improved with more training poses. 4.3. Ablation study. Trainable embedding. The key component of our method is the trainable embedding on the mesh. We conducted an ablation experiment by replacing it with fixed embedding on mesh and a trainable local shift increment X element of R3 per Gaussian. Without trainable embedding, the Gaussians encountered difficulties in following the mesh correctly. The right column of figure 7 shows the irregular rendering artifacts without trainable embedding. Regularization. In the optimization process of Gaussian splatting, some Gaussians turn to become long and thin, generating artifacts when rendered into novel poses. We show the results without the scaling regularization in the middle column of figure 7. 4.4. Discussion. 5. Conclusion. In this paper, we have proposed a hybrid representation for human avatar modeling featuring Gaussian splatting with trainable embeddings on a mesh. We extend lifted optimization to simultaneously optimize the parameters of the Gaussians and their embeddings. Our method leverages the advantages of the explicit motion representation with a mesh and implicit rendering capability of Gaussian splatting. Compared with SOTA methods, our approach achieves the best rendering quality for both head and full body avatars reconstructed from monocular videos and runs at real-time frame rates on a mobile device. Our method lays a foundation for future work in Gaussian splatting manipulation with mesh-based motion control. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.